Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you.
Welcome back to another episode of Masrur's Moments. Today we're going to talk about running. Let's get to it. So as some of you guys know, Sophia got into running back in January 2019. Actually, that's when she first started.
Not running in general. I was running in my gym for the longest time, since high school, which was around, like, I want to say 6 to 7 years ago. But I started running races in public as a niqabi.
But before you actually ran that first race, you never really ran in the street.
I've never ran in public ever. Up until that first, and I don't even know if I trained
to run outside.
Yeah, I was, not
like
training
in the gym on the treadmill kind of thing.
Basically. So I love the elliptical and I love the treadmill, and for some reason the New Year New Me resolution kind of hit me in 2019. I'm like, you know what, let's freaking do this. And I didn't have any, like, outdoor running gear or, like, outfits. And honestly, looking back, I don't even know if I had the proper running shoes. I probably had, like, really old sneakers that I thought were probably fine.
I know you had a little cycle of going through a bunch of shoes until you found the perfect one.
I mean, that has been, like, a transition in the past 2 years. But even before that, I don't know if I had, like, proper running clothes in general. Just kind of, because I do work out at an all women's gym, so I don't wear what I'm wearing in public. I would be wearing a tank top, leggings, whatever, but to run outside, obviously as a visibly Muslim person, I would need a long sleeve shirt, probably a skirt, and
but your first race you wore a really flexible abaya.
Yeah, I had like a really, it's like, it was like a jersey material abaya, and it was long, black, and I can kick super high, so it wasn't like I was forcing an outfit just because I had this race. It worked perfectly fine. And I actually feel like I ran in that for a long time
until you actually found
a skirt.
Yeah.
But yeah, my first ever race leading up to it, actually, it was in January. Like, we were in Pennsylvania in Great Wolf Lodge, and I basically Googled how to, like, run outdoors, and New York Roadrunners was, like, the first link that showed up. And
I remember.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't, like, Hafsa, I'm gonna start running. She's like, okay, cool, whatever. But next thing you know, I signed up for 3 races right then and there.
And she's like, my first race is next week. Yeah, I was like,
it was January 5th, the Joe Kleinerman 10K. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm freaking doing this. I've never run in public before, let alone, like, in a abaya, you know? So it's gonna be crazy. But I also, like, in my head, I don't know why I thought it was gonna be super easy. And, like, I mean, technically, I wasn't training. I was just working out at the gym. Like, it wouldn't have been called training because it wasn't training for something specific. But I showed up to that race morning.
I went for support.
She was my support buddy that day. And it was raining and snowing and all of the above,
hailing,
basically. Yeah.
It was everything in one.
I actually ordered this Everlane puffer jacket thinking it was going to be waterproof, and I was like, I'm going to wear this during that day because, I mean, it's January, so the weather is not that great, and it's freezing. But the second we get out of the train station in Central Park, we're already drenched, no umbrellas with us.
The race hasn't even started.
Yeah, so the race, obviously, I'm such a beginner, so we showed up, like, 40 minutes early, so we, obviously, Central Park, there's no stores there or anything, so you can't really hide under anything. But we were drenched for 40 minutes before the race had even started. So imagine, like, being so cold and so wet and honestly, like, rethinking that entire decision that day. So here I am standing at the start line and thinking, what the hell am I doing here? But, I mean, that day was the day where it all kind of
unfolded. Yeah.
It was the best day ever.
You really just went for it.
Yeah.
And it was definitely worth it.
Nobody talked me into it. Like, I knew nobody in running. Like, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And, like, it was a 10K. I didn't even know what kilometer meant and how much, like, that distance was anyway. So I just think that it was kind of me maneuvering running on my own. And I don't know, like, I didn't know anybody on Instagram that was a runner. I didn't follow any, like, running coaches. Like, none of that stuff. I didn't even know that stuff existed.
Yeah.
So I was kind of, like, the second I found, like, a runner and, like, a coach or somebody that was, like, with Adidas Runners or, like, Nike, I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me follow them and see what they're about. But then everyone is an expert, and here I am, like, a super beginner who knows nothing about anything.
You start comparing yourself to everybody else, and you're my pace, and that's literally what you keep focusing on.
Yeah, I had an obsession with pace for the longest time, and I'm like, what am I doing? I don't know, like, how to run these distances in the first place. And here I am, like, thinking this expert that's been working in this field for 10 years, like, I'm supposed to get on their level. And, like, I mean, I think, honestly, at one point I was following all, like, the first and second and third place winners of the Olympics and, like, races. And I'm like, who are these people? I'm never, like, I don't even want to get to that level where I'm, like, an athlete runner where I want to compete. Like, it wasn't anything like that. So I honestly, it was like a mind shift in the middle where I'm like, I don't need to, like, to care about any of these runners. I genuinely love this and I'm enjoying it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, not to make it harder for yourself or anything.
Like, yeah. Oh my god, I just remember, I'm going back, like, I just remember this one race. I'm not gonna name it because I feel like somebody's gonna recognize it, but it's not a competition to me. I genuinely love the sport, so, like, the second somebody makes it a competition, I will, like, back out completely. Mm-hmm. So
I'm glad that's a thing for us. Like, it's like, don't ruin something I love because you feel like you want to compete with it. Like, I literally let you win. Exactly. If that's what you want and that's what you're in for, I'll literally let you win. Like, I don't want you to be competing and ruining something that I love and I chose.
Exactly.
Because, like, you want to join.
I'm not a competitive person. I don't like competition. Competition stresses me out. It makes me anxious for no reason. And imagine something that you like and now you have to be, competitive over it.
Yeah.
Like, that is not my jam. It's not worth it. It's not worth it whatsoever. So I will be the first person to be like, I'm settling down, I'm backing away, you do you, whatever. But, even back when I was in, like, middle school and elementary school, I was never that kid that was like, oh my god, this girl got a 90, I need to get a 91 on the next test just so I can be like, I got a higher better grade. Like, if you got a 90 and I got an 89, I love my grade, I don't care about yours. Yeah. So that's the same thing for running. I never, like, thought that I wanted to compare myself to anybody except, like, I mean, for the better. Like, obviously, if you want to better your pace, that's great. But the obsessiveness makes you hate it. So, like, people like being obsessive over things like that just so they can get better, but I didn't care for that. I'm working on myself, and my experience is obviously going to be so much more different than anybody else's. And then again, I noticed something else. Running in the gym, in a tank top and in leggings, I was 10 times faster than I was when I was running in public with a niqab and with a skirt and, like, wearing different layers, you know what I mean? And I had to kind of
process that.
Yeah. And, like, I didn't know why I was running so much faster in the gym compared to when I was outdoors.
Yeah.
And I spoke to somebody and she was like, honestly, you should pace yourself when you're running outside, when you're wearing, like, fully covered, basically, and when you're in the gym, and, like, see why that is. And we basically concluded that it's because I'm wearing a completely different outfit. My face is covered. I'm not breathing the same. So it would completely make sense. But going back to my first ever race, that was, I think, just a transformative race in general. And it was basically what started everything. I ran 15 races, I think, with New York Roadrunners. And I will continue to run with them after COVID is over, inshallah. But we also found another running company
another organization, basically, which is called Pace Runs. And we ran one of our first, well not my first, because I ran a month after Sophia's first race.
Yeah, because I signed up for so many at the same time.
Yeah, and that's when I ran, and I have never run before. Like, I don't, even in the gym, like, you know, you just hop on the every other machine and, like, try this, like, for 100 calories, this and that. And I was never really, like, the elliptical or the treadmill
type of person.
Like, I literally just hop on, maybe jump rope, do a little.
I feel like you were always, like, using a treadmill as, a warm-up, but that wasn't your, like,
main machine. No, that's not my gym. Like, that's not what I would run to in the gym when I first walk in. And I signed up for 4 miles, and I did not think what I was getting myself into. Like, I was just like, okay, let's do this. And I literally that morning rolled out of bed at, like, 5 a.m.
Yeah.
We had our coffee and we're on our way, and we just kind of did it, and it was insane.
Yeah. Like, was it also raining? I can't remember.
No, I don't think so. But it was cold, because, like, I remember I was wearing, like, a sweater or something. Mm-hmm. But the minute you start running, your body starts heating up and you start sweating through everything.
So, and we had to learn that the hard way. Like, we would always wear extra layers thinking, because, oh my god, freezing. It's January, it's snowing today, so it's obviously going to be cold. But then you don't realize that the second you're in your first 10 minutes of the race, you're already sweating and you wish that you took off your sweater, basically.
That's why they have, like,
because we always found people, like, running in shorts, and it's in January,
and I'm like, oh my god, they're freezing, lucky me, I'm wearing a jacket. But then I automatically regret wearing that jacket, mm-hmm. because it's like, and when you're running, you literally have clothes and everything all over the floor, because everyone's just, like, throwing, like, everything,
bag check, and just kind of people have their Gatorade after the race, and, like, we kind of like, nobody tells you these things until you experience it for yourself. Mm-hmm. Because just like a runner is recommending these shoes and I'm going to go out of my way to buy them, next thing you know, the shoe does not work for me because I have a completely different foot and it's basically either hurting my toe, it's hurting my heel, and it's just a painful shoe. But to this person, they swear that it's the best shoe to run in. But the same thing with, like, running clothes. Like, this person swears that this, like, shirt is the best one and it's, like, good for, like, running in the winter. I get it, and I'm, like, overheating in that shirt.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone is literally so different when it comes to running.
And you can't believe everything you see. You literally can't believe everything you see, honestly.
Yeah, but then again, like, if they're, like, an athlete or something, you would trust their, you would trust their recommendation, right? You're not.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel like...
But then again, yeah, you definitely have to try it on yourself, and you see if it works for you, because every body is different and reacts differently to, the same exact thing. But... We ran that second race together.
We ran that second race together. We had our sisters supporting us there. It was super fun because it was, like, I was excited just to try it out. But yeah. It's, like, I did not, like I said, I did not expect what I was getting myself.
Yeah, it was, like, a completely different ball game for you.
Yeah, and I just started running and I was, like, freaking out. But the support is insane from everyone that's running around you. Just, like, the amount of people who are running, you're, like, it's, like, supporting you. But, like, nobody's cheering you on. Because there are some people who cheer you on at some point. But it's, like... The hype of people running around you is just different because it's, like, you're running with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Like, every other mile, people are, like, with bells. Even if it's, like, such a short race, people are still there, like, in the neighborhood, I'm guessing, that live there, and they know that there's a race happening. And they come down with their kids, their dogs, their little posters, and it's just the cutest thing ever. And honestly, like, it just, like, gives you this adrenaline rush that you want to continue and, like, actually run the rest of the race. Yeah.
So because, after we finished that race, I know Sophia finished before me because I was like dying at some point. And I finished that race and I was like, oh my God, I just did 4 miles without training, without anything. Yeah. And I was like freaking out. I was not even concerned about my pace. I was not thinking any. I was like, I just did that. Like at some point I was like, I could literally walk out of this in mile one or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And I'd just be like, hey, meet me here. This is where I am.
And but, it's so easy to give up, but the support there is insane. Like, you have runners in front of you, runners behind you, people walking, people that are handicapped. It's just, it's such a beautiful experience. And I honestly wish everyone can kind of experience that if they're into, like, running. But it's
you
just...
Don't, I feel like at some point you really don't have to be into running. Why can't you just try something new?
Yeah. Like, if you want to try something new, I feel like running is just great. But I mean running in public in general, we were not used to that idea, except like, I mean, I don't know, you just see runners running in our neighborhood. Yeah. You're like, okay, cool.
Never think twice. Like never in my life am I like, I'm gonna do that.
Or exactly, like
that's gonna be me.
And then like, especially that you don't have somebody that you could relate to when it comes to that. Like, we have friends that go to the gym, but it's an all-women's gym at the end of the day, so you don't have somebody that's like, I don't know, like it's just like not a common thing. So it's just so interesting to start that and to like be doing it in general. But just running is so great. I feel like I'm so biased right now, but I want everyone to just start running.
but yeah, what was your worst experience running?
Worst experience, honestly, I think there's nothing worse than showing up late to a race.
My God,
yeah,
we had that a few times.
Oh my God, like just an absolute nightmare. You honestly, for me specifically, I don't think I ever want to go late to any race again. And if I do, I probably would just, like, leave. Because the anxiety getting to the race, first of all, the trains are absolute, like, trash.
Yeah, because half the races are on weekends.
Exactly.
And the trains are all, like, local. And, oh, my God.
And, like, I keep forgetting every race, like, that trains are just not going to be working. Or in your head, they're going to be working perfectly fine. You get to the train station and the train will not be coming for the next 27 minutes. And I'm like, I have a race. Do I Uber to the city right now? Is it really worth spending $60 on an Uber ride just to run a freaking race?
You're paying what you're paying on the Uber for the race.
Right? Like, it's so mentally exhausting for me to show up late to a race. Like, I showed up late to a race and I think it was like 16 minutes. And there was nobody there. Like, nobody at the start line. So imagine running for another 16 minutes alone until you finally catch up to the last person running that race.
Yeah.
And you just think, I don't know, it's very mental for me specifically. 100%. I don't know about you, but like, very mental, and to not see any runner around you, might as well not even do it.
That was me, in the half marathon.
Like, oh really?
Yeah.
No, I just feel like I go crazy. Like, it's just, there's nobody here. Like, what's the point of doing this? And then I forget that I'm doing
it's
for myself
anyway. Yeah.
But then again, like, it just feels so nice to have people in front of you, people behind you, and just, people like, next thousands to you. Like, and thousands of runners. Even if you're not
going to talk to them, it's just, like, they're running next to you, so you know. But sometimes when the race is over, regular runners from, like, the neighborhood are running. Yeah, so I'm are Central you in this Park race is, with me, or am I just, like,
yeah, late? runners in Central Park do not care. Like, there's a race going on, and you live in the neighborhood, and you're running the race with me, but you don't have a bib on. So I'm like, what are you doing in this, like, line? You know what I mean? But, yeah, I think my worst experience is showing up late. But then again, like, slight racism here and there with New York Roadrunners specifically.
Because when you're running, there's really not that much diversity in the race. Like, it's all a bunch of white people. Yeah. And, like, booty shorts and, like, you know, they're just doing their own thing. Yeah, but,
like, there's not that many people of color. And if there are a lot, it's still a majority white people thing.
Yeah.
So,
and they look at you like, are you really running this race with us? But I'm like, I'm wearing the same bib as you, so yeah. I don't know why you have to question that.
It's just the stares that are just so annoying. I'm like, can you just leave me alone? You don't have to tell me anything. But then again, this one lady yelled at me. She was like, don't bring religion into sport. And I'm like, huh? And then she's like, don't bring religion into sport. I'm like, lady, leave me the hell alone.
I'm in the middle of a race. Like, I really,
I just, like, stopped running so I can see what this lady was telling me. And this is what she was telling me. And I'm like, are you kidding me? But then again, remember that one guy?
Oh my God.
We just got out of the train station. He was basically on the same train as us. We were, like, going up the stairs and we're about to, like, get out from the Central Park exit. And this guy breaks his neck and looks at my bib number and basically
stares at it, like, memorizes it.
He basically memorized my number and then he zooms off. It's basically like, who is this chick? Let me look at her number, and now I'm gonna stay the hell away from you, Sophia. And I'm like, Hafsa, did you just see that?
Did you see that?
And it was also one of my first ever races.
So we're like freaked out. Like, I'm like,
why did he run away from me? Do I look different? Do I look weird? Like, he just
even question that. We literally, like, we're so used to, like, the stares at some point. It's
it doesn't faze us.
Do I even look different? Like, why are they staring
at
me?
It doesn't faze us, but then it was very confusing for him to look at my number, kind of memorize it, and run off. I'm like, yeah. That's very scary because I don't know what, like, he's thinking. But I don't know. Yeah, that was just one of the few experiences that we've had that kind of are just weird.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just that one lady. But other than that, it's annoying to not see people of color or just maybe even Muslims in general in running because everyone's looking at you like you're, like, the odd person there.
Yeah.
And it's annoying because I feel like I'm not proving myself or anything, but it's just annoying that I have to deal with people who are staring at me different. But then if they see a lot of us, they're not going to question it. You know what I mean?
100%. Yeah. But when we ran with Pace Runs, that was amazing. Yeah. Like, we had one of our pace races, and they were the sweetest people ever. First of all, I was very confused because the race, I don't remember. I think it was, like, way cheaper than New York Roadrunners.
Oh, it is.
And they had so many free stuff. They had, like, a bunch of beverages and, like,
yeah, they had a lot of sponsors or something.
Because, and New York Roadrunners, which is really, really known here.
And they look like they're, like, a huge organization that have been around for the past 40 or 50 years, yeah, if not more.
They just give you water, and I'm like, huh?
Water, and then for the longer races, you get every, I think, 3 miles, you get Gatorade.
But it's, like, watered down
actually,
Gatorade.
Watered down Gatorade. I don't know why it's watered down.
It's, like,
down.
Sugar and, like, food coloring. Like, it literally does not taste like regular Gatorade.
I don't
Gatorade.
Know. I think it's, like, a running thing, but I should probably Google it. But it's watered down Gatorade, and I feel like every single race that I've ran, I'm like, why is it watered down? I would assume that it maybe has ice in it, and it melted, I don't think so. I should probably Google it. It's something about electrolytes, probably, but
maybe.
When we ran with Pace Runs, oh my God, the most welcoming running group ever.
The sweetest people ever. And we took our sisters to one of the races, and it was amazing because, like, you're running with a bunch of people.
I
kind of
got my whole family into running, but they ran this race with us.
I don't remember how many miles it was. Was it, like, 5 miles? I think it was, like, a 5K.
It was 5K, so it was, like, around 3.5 miles.
Yeah, which was great.
And imagine, like, your sister's not even working out before, so, like, forcing them into something like this, or actually just kind of talking them into it.
And for them to be up for it, like, oh, sign me up.
And then all the races are, like, super early in the morning. I think races usually start at 7:30 or something. Yeah. So getting people that don't even wake up early to do something like this is just so amazing.
Sofia just, like, enjoys herself by torturing us.
I think that day they had bagels for breakfast, and I didn't...
I had a bagel for breakfast. I think we all, like, were... I think it was bagel with butter or something.
I don't remember, but I think one of you guys were eating, like, hot Cheetos or something, and I'm like, guys, this is heartburn.com. Like, don't do this, but... They're like, we woke up.
One of my... So, I don't know if you experienced this in your race. The first race I ran, like, in the first, like, mile, I really wanted to throw up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's with pacing. Like, when you're running too fast and then you slow down out of nowhere, you will want to throw up. I remember my first race, I think, when I got to the finish line, I think I assumed that you just stopped because you passed the finish line. And I was like, okay, somebody pass me a bucket. I need to throw up right now.
Oh, my God.
But then I realized when I turned around that when you get to the finish line, you start slowing down. You don't just stop.
Oh, because people continue running. Yeah, I've seen
people continue
before.
Running to bag check to get the bagels, mm-hmm. to get an apple, to get some more water, yeah. or whatever. But you don't just stop because you will, like, throw up. Like, it's just an imbalance when you're just stopping.
I remember I learned this thing with, like, to chew gum. But my jaws by the end of the race mm-hmm. are... Like
you have a whole muscle.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. But I felt it a few times when I was running that mm-hmm. I wanted to throw up.
And that's why the New York City Marathon, when you're done with the marathon, by the time you just crossed the finish line, you can't leave as soon as you finish the finish line. You have gates for another whole mile that you have to walk to exit
to make
the
sure,
race.
Like,
yeah. So it's basically telling your body to relax, relax, relax. You're done with this. And then you kind of walk it off and cool down.
Or when I see people after the race running back and mm-hmm. I'm still running to the finish line. I was like, are you done? Like, and I see the medal on their neck. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so slow. He's done and running back. Why is he still running? We ran for like a good 5 miles. Why is he still running?
Can or like when we go
down?
To races really early and you see people that are wearing the bib. And I'm like, why
are
you pre-working out for a big race?
And they're running before the race. I'm like, what are you doing to yourself? We're about to run right now. Yeah. What? Why?
But pace runs, honestly, I can't recommend them enough. Like, if you want to feel welcome in a race, pace runs is your place.
Or if you want to start, I feel like that's where you should start.
Because they only have 5Ks and 10Ks. I think they've had a couple of half marathons, but I didn't sign up to any of those. But they're just so genuinely welcoming. And the first race that we ran with them, they were just beyond nice to us.
Yeah, no, they were, and they sent us pictures, and it was really, really, really worth
it. They even reached out to us on Instagram. It was just like, you felt really comfortable being there, and you didn't feel like you were being questioned for, like, looking different or, like, dressing different. It was just amazing. But, and then... I ran another race with them, with my little sisters.
Oh.
And kind of like...
I wasn't there.
Yeah, you were in Egypt. But it was like a slight... Like, it was just an annoying experience where I had finished my race and I put on my camera so I can start recording that she's putting a medal on me. And then the lady walks away. She had all the medals in her hand. So I'm like, excuse me, lady.
Miss.
I just finished this race. Can I get my medal? And she was like, oh, you ran this race? Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I thought I gave you a medal. And I'm like...
I just finished the finish line.
I just finished the 10K in blazing summer heat. This was last summer, actually. And you're here questioning, first of all, if I ran the race. And then you questioned if she had already given me a medal. It was just, like, such an annoying experience. And I just looked at her like, you just made my pace run experience really horrible. And I actually don't want to run with
but
you.
But what I liked about the first race we ran... And I think we ran two races with them.
You ran two races. I ran three.
Yeah. The... head of, like, pace
runs, like the president of the pace runs
was the person who was welcoming us, and, like, you know, like, he makes it obvious that you're all welcome here and everything, like, mm-hmm. I don't think if we went when we go to New York Roadrunners, I don't think we see them
I see him all the time, and he gave me a high five once.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, but so many times he just, like, looks at me, and it's that, like, downgrading look. I don't know if they mean it, because I don't want to question
white people smile. It's like that fake half
question,
smile,
yeah.
But it's like, okay, yeah,
I don't
want to
question
his
I don't want to question his intention, but, like, it's a look, and
yeah.
Like,
you don't need more than that.
Yeah, you don't need more than that, and you, like, nobody can break down that look where it tells you, like, oh, that's just his face. That's not his face. He's looking down on me, and I feel it. But, yeah, the president of New York Roadrunners, I see him at every single race because he's standing at the stage right when you start the start line.
Mm-hmm.
But with pace runs, like, the guy was just so friendly that you were like, wait, this is how a leader or a CEO of a company 100%. Should look like, and this is how friendly you should be. But, I mean, comparing pace runs, it is a new running organization as well, so I know that they're kind of, like, trying to build a community. But then again, New York Roadrunners is a very huge organization. I feel like they need to live up to that name where they welcome everyone, as they say, we welcome everyone, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And let's talk about the experience of when Sophia faked sign up for a race.
Wait, pause. I didn't fake sign up. I just didn't know, or maybe you assumed. I think, let me blame it on you. You assumed that I signed up for that race.
So I signed up for a race, and I was like, Sophia, we have a race this weekend. And she's like, no, we don't. I said, yes, we do. And I said, it's Saturday, we're running. And she's like, I don't have anything on my calendar that says we're running. And I just, like, died. It was going to be my first ever race running by myself. And
is it a 10K?
It was a 10K.
Oh, my God. That's 6.5 miles or something.
Oh, my God. And we went to that one late. And I was, like, freaking out. And my body was aching already. I was, like, dying. I don't know why before the race.
We went late. And then we got off at the wrong train stop. So, basically, the race usually starts at, like, 59th Street by Central Park. This race, this specific race, I really think that they changed the start line for that race.
I think it was different, but
It was basically on 108th Street. So, imagine having to run 55 streets
to get to your already late race.
So, I mean, honestly, I was anxious for her, but then I was like, honestly, if you want to just bail, let's bail.
And I was,
honestly,
like, in so much pain because I have a bunch of knee issues.
Yeah.
So, it was like, are we doing this or do we just kind of screw it and go home?
I think I told you, let's go to brunch or something.
Yeah, she's like, if you can't do it, like, we'll just go get some brunch and, like, chill or whatever. And then I was like, no, we'll get there. And then I ended up doing the race.
Yeah.
And Sophia was waiting for me by the finish line. And it was also raining that day.
It's raining. We have so many experiences with running in the rain that, like, I'm not
fazed by running.
Yeah, I'm, like, completely fine with running completely drenched clothes. And it's just annoying because it weighs me down and I'm, like, really heavy.
And you're cold because the weather is never, like, too hot where you're, like, drying off at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished that race, and the minute I finished, I was like, Sophia, I literally hit her up. I texted her. I was like, call an ambulance and have them wait for me at the finish line because I'm dead. And I literally went to the emergency tent or whatever they're called.
Yeah, they have, like, these emergency tents every other mile.
So I went to it at the finish line when I was done. And I think I got a medal or something that race.
Yeah. Every 10K usually has a medal.
So I picked up my medal, and I'm like, wrap me up in ice. Like, I had ice packs on my knees, and I was just like, okay, let me chill here. Can I get a Gatorade, dude? Like, help me over here because I'm dying.
Yeah.
And I was, like, limping until we got to the train station, and the worst feeling is walking down those
steps. Oh, my God. A flight of steps after running is an absolute nightmare.
It is. Guys, your legs are, like, stiff because you're, like, running the whole time, and then you're, like, bend. It's like, break me, please.
Yeah, and also PSA for everyone who wants to get into running, if you feel slight pain before running anything, call it a day. Don't do it.
Do not do it.
You're
injuring yourself even more.
Yeah, do not risk it because it's not worth it. Trust me, it is not worth it to run in pain, especially because, first of all, running, you can easily get injured. So imagine running when you already have pain from before. I promise you, like, just take a chill pill, take a day off, and try again on another day. Like, I was telling Hafsa, like, walk the race if you have to, because if you're already in pain before we even get there, I was telling her to just bail out, and it's completely fine. Like, it's not, there's nothing wrong with it, like, because you're already in pain, so it's not worth it if you're
But y'all, guess what I did? I did it.
Yeah, she freaking did it.
I did it.
She freaking did it.
And the other race that I loved, which we both ran together, was the all-women's race. And it was also at 10K.
Yeah, that was the best race ever.
What was it called?
Just an all-women's race? Oh, was it Women's Shape something?
I don't remember. I just call it the all-women's race because it was just a bunch of women running together. Yeah. And
I think it was like over 10,000 ladies.
100%. Like, because it was like one of the biggest races I've ever ran.
Yeah, and it was so different because we weren't running in Central Park. Like,
we were running on the streets.
Yeah, we were running on the sidewalks, but the start line was by the Trump Tower.
Which was not fun.
I honestly, for some reason, everyone usually looks at the map before they start running just to kind of see where, like...
Yeah, no, we were just looking at the start line, and we just kind of, when you're getting out of the train station, there are so many people who are wearing the bibs.
They're on the train with you, too.
Yeah. And you just kind of follow them because you obviously know they're going to the same place. So you just kind of go with the flow. So that was a really amazing race. And the women, oh my God, women supporting women is, like, I loved it.
That race was just so good. And, like, I think before we started the race, or was it after we finished, some lady was like, I'm so proud of you guys. Can I take a picture with you?
I had people taking pictures with us in the middle of the race.
Yeah.
I was like, sis, I want to run, but, you know, like, hey, hey.
And some people, when
they look at us with our Nike hijabs, we were both, I think you were wearing the Adidas and I was wearing the Nike
hijab.
People really thought, she's like, is this an ad? I was like, no, I'm just running this race with
them. Yeah. I think the Adidas hijab has even, like, it didn't come out
when you had it.
But the Nike hijab was out. And, oh my God, I'm looking back at my first running pictures. First of all, I don't think the Nike hijab was out.
I used to run in the whole full thing.
Like, with the one that I wore on a regular daily basis. Yeah. So, oh my God, I just think back and I'm like, I was wearing so many layers, and I think that now as I'm, like, getting better at it and, like, kind of deciding which one's, like, better than...
What works best, yeah.
just wear less clothes. As long as your body is covered, just wear less clothes.
That's light the best layers advice. Is the key.
Yeah, light layers are just a layer in general, but thin it out as much as you can. Because, trust me, you will overheat and you will get so annoyed at yourself mid-race because you're wearing so many layers. And obviously, you can't just strip in the middle of a race. Well, people do it. When you're running the entire race,
there's clothes on the
you
board.
Just
yeah,
see
yeah.
clothes everywhere. People are taking off their shirts. People are taking off their socks. People have, like, a pair of shoes and or headphones.
Oh, my God. We saw so many headphones on the floor, like AirPods. Or, like, I'm like, oh, you're not going to run back and get that? Okay. Yeah. And nobody wants to obviously pick it up.
People don't care. So, yeah, less is...
And a lot of people, I don't understand how you're running, like, big races and you don't have anything in your ears. And I'm like, okay.
It's part of the experience, honestly. Like,
yeah, you kind of just learn as you go.
Yeah.
You really learn as you go. And was your last race the same one as the half marathon? Was that the last race?
No, I ran another one after that.
Oh.
In February.
Yeah, so that was nice.
But wait, my favorite race
is the
UAE 10K.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Imagine hearing Quran blasting in Central Park. And people wearing a jalabeya and singing the UAE national anthem.
That was amazing. Oh, my God.
Such a beautiful... First of all, I've never heard the UAE national anthem until the day of.
Yeah.
And first of all, I had no idea that they were going to be saying Quran, let alone an Arabic national anthem in Central Park.
We were not expecting it. It was just like, why are they Arabic?
For some reason, I read it and I assumed it was just sponsored by the UAE, but I did not think anything of it. So imagine showing up and seeing... they had, like, a bunch of, like...
Arabi seatings.
Yeah.
And, like, there was a lady, and a few ladies doing hennas.
Mm-hmm. And then there were, like, a bunch of white ladies wearing the UAE, like, traditional clothing. It was, like, kind of like a costume corner type thing.
I was like, cultural appropriation, sis.
Basically.
But, you know,
but nobody wants to talk about that, right? But I think, like, there were, like... I'm guessing really famous, rich people from the UAE that were running this race. Because you could just see that they seemed like a big deal. They had, I think, security guards there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was like, what is going on here?
I didn't run that race. I was actually waiting for Sofia.
Yeah, but did you run it the year later?
No, I just had my henna done and I was enjoying myself, drinking some tea. But
no, it was really nice. That's such a great race. And imagine just standing, waiting for just the horn to go off. And he was, I can't even remember the national anthem, but it was just like something with Allah, and it was just so beautiful.
Yeah, the national anthem was really
And then
really
obviously
good.
All these people are recording it because they've never heard that language in their lives.
Yeah.
But it was such a beautiful
Because usually we
race.
Start the race with the, what's it called?
The United States National Anthem.
Yeah,
and I think they did start it. Like, I don't think I've ever been to any New York Roadrunners race without them having the national
I don't know
anthem.
If it was that day, though, because I don't think.
I can't remember.
Maybe.
But I feel like every race they have to do the national anthem.
And I'm like, okay.
Have to. And everyone takes off their hat, puts their hand on their chest, and it's just like a thing.
The whole thing,
And I feel like everyone looks at me when that happens. And
like, are you going to do what we're doing, sis?
I'm like, I'm not taking off my hijab.
I support what I'm doing, but, like, you know, I'm just here to run.
But it's such a beautiful experience. I think, honestly, just being there, and I'm like, these are my people, we're both Muslim, this is great. But I will never forget that experience. And then I was trying to run it this year. I even had it, I was registered, but COVID, so.
COVID happened.
Yeah, things COVID happened.
But yeah, so for my last race, it was the half marathon, and oh my God, that was an experience.
We had one of our best friends actually sign up for you.
Tell us the story? It was so funny, because we were in the car together, and it was just me and her, and I was like, oh my God, me and Sophia are running the half marathon, blah, blah, blah. And we were just, like, talking about it, and we signed up, and we were just talking. And I had a race literally, like, a week before the half marathon.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's the one I ran by myself.
Probably.
Yeah. So, and we were like training, and that was actually one of the races that we actually started training for.
Yeah, the half marathon because it was, none of us have run a half marathon before.
And it was what,
13.26
miles
or 13.1, I'm not sure.
Oh my god, it was crazy. But yeah. So I was talking to her and I was like, oh my god, you should start running with us, blah blah blah. And she was like, okay, is it still open? I was like, oh my god, check. So we literally pull up the New York Roadrunners website on her phone, and I was like, do this race too because I'm running it. And the first race was closed, and the only race that was still open was the half marathon. I was like, girl, this is your first race, 13.2 miles or whatever it was. Let's do it. She signed up, and I was like screaming, and I recorded a video for Sophia. I'm like, oh my god, she's running it with us. And I don't think Sophia processed what was happening.
Yeah, I didn't process it because I just saw like a video of both of you screaming. So I'm like, I'm very confused. And then you call me again, you're like, did you not see the video? And
because
I'm like,
she didn't react. I was like, what is going on?
And then she was like, Fatma signed up. And I'm like, holy, oh my god, this is insane.
I was like, she's running it with us. And our motto was like, half marathon, baby. We were so excited. It was definitely like freezing.
Yeah, it was freezing.
Yes.
And they gave us the foil wraps after the race. They even gave us like a beanie because, or they like gave those us winter wraps.
And the heating pads and like the for your
yeah they had yeah, heating they pads were, for your hand, oh god, because you will everything. Get frostbites on your nails and your fingers, and it's not the cutest thing, honestly.
And
we make it sound like it's brutal. It probably is brutal, but like it's part of the experience.
It,
it's
it
just
really
so good.
Is just the amazing feeling. Like at some point I was honestly dying in the middle of the race, and snap crackle pop. My body was everywhere.
Your knees were doing everything.
And my knees. Oh,
but
my god.
I had such a great race. I think I was like, guys, are you guys going to be okay? Like, can I run this on my own?
And you really don't. I feel like you honestly just kind of go with the flow. Like, I don't think we're expecting to run. So when you run with friends, you can't expect them to wait for you or whatever. Like, this is really like
this
on
is
your
like,
own kind of thing.
Yeah, this is on your own. And like, there's like, you can't feel guilty for like leaving your friends behind, whatever that means.
Yeah, no.
Because it's, we're all running the race and nobody's getting first, second, third, thousandth place, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just you, yourself, and you just kind of, you and your legs, really. And you're just gonna run the race, experience it on your own, and we're just gonna meet at the finish line. We start together and we're gonna finish.
And we really were supporting each other through text messages. Yeah. Like, if you felt it. It was really, really, really
nice.
It
was such a great experience. Honestly,
and then
we
did
like,
we go for brunch after? Oh my god, we got massages after. That was like the smartest idea.
Full body
ever.
Massages.
We literally left the race. I don't think we even did we eat before we had massages? I don't remember.
I think
we
got we went to the matcha spot.
Did we get ice cream?
I don't know what we got. But we got matcha and we got dumplings. And then I think...
We were just hungry. We were tired. We were sore. We were everything. After a half marathon, guys, it's just... You
honestly,
can't just go home.
Your body will be like, what did you just do to me? Especially what did you put me through? But it's like just... It's such an exhilarating feeling.
It's like a nice high feeling afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
I think it's,
this?
They
did
call
I
it like
this?
Runner's high or something.
It was... But, you know, it was 100% worth it.
Would you do it again?
I don't know if I do it again.
I would definitely do it again, though.
I think you were supposed to run the full marathon, like the New York City Marathon this year.
I was supposed to be running the marathon this year on November 1st, but COVID happened.
COVID is just screwing everybody over, honestly.
I, like, canceled, I think, 5 races and was refunded for all of them. Super sad. I just honestly thinking about it, 2020 was supposed to be my training year, my go hard, let's get it. But honestly... I'm still getting in my weekend long runs and it still feels just as good. I was just waiting for that New York City Marathon where like I'm running in the streets of New York and running through five boroughs,
yeah.
And just kind of having so many friends cheer me on because everyone was looking forward to this because I do not shut up about running. But also
we
just
love Sophia's running experiences.
But it's such a great feeling, and imagine running double the half marathon, you know what I mean? So it would have been so great.
I was at the train to every borough.
And Mama and Bubba were gonna be watching us.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's okay. We're waiting for 2021.
You got this, girl.
Yeah, we're just gonna keep training until the real marathon happens.
But, which is hopefully.
They gave me an option to run in 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024.
Really?
Yeah, like I can just run whenever, but I would run for free because technically I already had paid for it.
Yeah.
But getting into the New York City Marathon
is a hassle.
Yeah, it is. It's not really a hassle, but it's
but
just
you have
like
to
it's
work
a process
for it.
Because. If you're running with New York Roadrunners, you basically can get, like, a free ticket to get in, but you would have to run 9 races with them
and
then volunteer for one.
Yeah.
Me, I don't know, for some reason, I always read everything wrong and I always misunderstand everything. I assumed that you were supposed to run 9 races and volunteer 9 times. Why? I have no idea.
And she put me through some of the volunteering. We were cleaning
But volunteering was so much fun. Yeah. We were, like, actually painting parks and, like...
Around Brooklyn. It was really, really nice. Yeah. We painted parks. We cleaned, like...
We were raking. Like, it was just, like, such a nice... We always loved volunteering.
Yeah.
Throughout our childhood.
I feel like we always... Until today, we still volunteer at, like, a bunch of places. And it's just, like, a nice feeling.
And people always tell us, why are you volunteering if you're not getting paid? And, like, I genuinely love helping my community. And if it means painting a park and painting gates, like... I'll do it. This was so much fun.
And we made so many friends, like, through all of it. You meet a bunch of people, and you're like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing it? And then we just start talking and opening conversations.
Like, I even volunteered extra when I didn't even need to. Mm-hmm. Last year at the Javits Center, and we were, like, I was basically giving people... Who were running the 2019, what's it called? Marathon. We were giving them shirts and kind of telling them where the expo was to pick up their bibs for that, and it was such an experience. First of all, everyone was looking at me like, who is this chick and why is she here wearing a niqab? So it's like, be aware. And then I'm wearing it like a New York Roadrunners extra large shirt, a green one, mind you, lime green. I still have the shirt, by the way, because it's such an experience. But and they have to come to me, and then they look at me like, do you speak English? Where do I go to get my bib? I'm like, hi, sir. How are you? Congratulations. This is going to be great. And then they're like, why do you speak English? But then I kind of just would tell them where to go to get their bibs. It's such an exciting experience.
Honestly, once you open your mouth, they just, like, look at you so differently. But if you just, like, stare at them, they'll stare back at you like, and it's, like, awkward. But
it's always awkward.
I feel like once we open our mouth, they're like, oh, my God, she's so human. Oh, she speaks English. And I'm like, okay, dude.
It's such an annoying thing, honestly. But you have to go through it. And then people just...
But once you get in your head that it's not... that it doesn't bother you, like, we kind of just know...
How many times did we go running and we just look at each other like, this guy's staring at us, we can care less, and then we just go on about our day.
Or we... Yo, oh my God, I love how obnoxious we are when we talk loud, and I'm like, yeah, dude, I speak English too. Like, look at me again, and I will literally, like...
Clock you.
Yeah. Fight me, dude. It's 7 a.m. We're going to a race. I'm ready for this.
Yeah, like, I'm you know? You're scared of me? Okay, cool.
Well, or when people stare at us, I love staring back, guys. Like, if you make eye contact with me and you're just going to stare at me, I will admire you back.
But honestly, being in New York, I feel like sometimes...
Oh, and sometimes it's... Do not look at the crackhead in the eyes. Don't do that mistake.
Yeah, like, you would stare at somebody and you're like, oh my God, no, I just messed with the wrong person. Oh my God.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Look away and walk out of that car
pick and choose who you want to stare back and have a staring contest with.
Yeah, but it's honestly, like, great. Best, alhamdulillah, it's been one hell of an experience with running.
And would you run with me again?
I would.
Yay!
Oh my God!
Would it be forced or would you...
I will think about it. Okay. Because... Okay, all the races are canceled, so...
Well, they're all virtual now, so you can run with me.
Yeah,
we'll run together. And I think they mail you your medal.
Oh, well...
Mm-hmm. If you want to do that. And now there's nobody staring at you, you know? You're just running with me, and I'm kind of hyping you up. You're hyping me back, and...
Got you, sis. And we'll get all the people hooked on. And hopefully, if you listen to this, you're into running now.
I really hope so. Or at least, like, just send me your questions and just kind of... understand that every running experience is going to be different. If I swear by my Hoka One's shoe, I mean, I don't know. I got them for my dad as a gift. He's obsessed with them as well, but he's not a runner. He just, like, loved
good shoes.
I mean, he needed, like, sneakers, and I'm like, I got you, Bubba. I got you with the Hokas, and he's obsessed with them. But then again, I got the Pegasus. I hated them. Well, actually, I didn't hate them. It's just they were horrible for my feet, and I was always in pain, and I ended up messing up my Achilles, and it was just a long healing process, and had to get physical therapy for it, so it was quite an experience. But then again, the Nike React, and I'm getting, like, expensive running shoes. It's not like I'm getting, like, the cheaper option. But they just didn't work for my feet, so guess who got them? My mom got them, and she swears that they're the best sneakers in the world. So they work for my mom.
I'm not gonna lie, I ran with my Air Forces for, like, two races, and I feel like they were probably the smartest thing ever, because girl, I ran with my, like, Fashion Nova.
Was it Fashion Nova or the Filos?
No, not the Filos. They're not Fashion Nova.
What was it? It was one of those, like trendy shoes, basically, but...
With the big, like, thick heels.
They had, like, a thick sole.
Yeah, and but then again, I ran a race with them. Oh, my God. Like, it was great for the first few miles, but...
They're, like, I don't recommend it. Would you recommend anybody
no,
running in
because
like,
I was
running
pain after. No.
Like, you
but
need
my
to
Air
be...
Forces were good. Like, I felt comfortable in them. I know. But I feel like somebody would look at me like, are you crazy running in those?
Exactly. Like, when I see people running with Converse at the gym, I'm like, girl, you're going to hurt yourself. You can't be doing that. Or, like, running in Vans. Like, you can do weightlifting in those shoes.
I feel like you learn the hard way, honestly. You can never just go in something and you're, like, an expert at it.
But
you
for really sure. Learn. Like, everyone is obviously a beginner in the beginning, and then they just get better at doing it. Or, like, they realize maybe that's not for them in the first place, so they just kind of avoid it completely. But I really, 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 really recommend going to a running store. New York Roadrunners does have, like, a running store.
The New Balance.
Yeah, on the second floor. And they basically let you stand on this, like, super cool tech-savvy scale. And they tell you what kind of feet you have and what kind of running shoes you need.
Work on
and them. Honestly, it's just great advice. You don't have to buy New Balance if you don't want to. But then you get to know that this is the type of running shoe that you need for your feet.
Yeah.
And our friend who ran the half marathon with us actually bought shoes from New Balance, and she was like, this is the best decision I've ever made. So now I even, like, stood on that scale myself, and he told me, like, I need a higher arch compared to, like, the Nike shoes that I had. And guess what? That's what I ended up getting. I got the Hokas, and they are perfect for, like, my feet. But then again, I will say this one more time. Every foot is different, and every body is different. And you just have to kind of try. I know somebody's gonna have to spend a lot of money on things. You probably won't return things that you've already worn, but you have to try things, and then what works for you might not work for somebody else. But yeah,
that's all for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
And if you have any questions, please feel free to DM me. I promise there's no question that is stupid. Like, I promise you, I was a beginner at one point. I still am a beginner. I'm also still learning. I still don't know what I need to be wearing sometimes, and it's okay. But feel free to send us a DM either on my Sarood Moments or on my personal IG.
And thank you guys so much for tuning in. Till next time, salam.